Ida Nelson had just climbed out of her steam bath and was getting dressed when she heard the LifeMed plane fly over her village.
Because when they first flew over, I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds like a weird vehicle. I'd never heard that truck before, and it wasn't the truck, it was an airplane.
It was after 11 p.m. Nelson says once she realized it was an airplane, she knew something was wrong.
Anytime that there's like any type of plane flying after dark, you always assume it's going to be something urgent and an emergency, basically.
But when she looked over at the airport, the runway lights were off.
And normally if you run and go push a button like 10 or 15 times, the lights will just light up. But they didn't. And so the medevac plane flew over the village.
She hopped onto her four-wheeler and sped the few hundred yards to the runway. Her neighbor jumped in to help too.
She started calling other people and waking them up. Like, get up, get out of bed, come line up the runway.
Nelson says her neighbor made 32 calls for help.
That's like pretty much almost every cell phone here.
A local pilot got a hold of the pilot of the LifeMed plane. Villagers drove their cars, trucks, and four-wheelers toward the runway. Nelson says the weather was calm. The medevac pilot circled as she and others on the ground coordinated people via phone and radio. She said a lot of people got up out of bed and were running around in their pajamas. And they staggered vehicles facing east, running the whole length of the runway, lighting the pilot's way.
All facing in one direction so he could be able to see, like, end to end.
Then they waited.
I was anxious and nervous, and I was just like, what if that was my kid?
As the pilot got ready to land, an on-call health aide told everyone to stay put when the pilot touched down.
And so once she was able to get the patient on the plane, everybody still stayed in their position, and he was able to taxi down the runway and take off.
No one from LifeMed Alaska answered the phone Saturday evening, but on Facebook, the company posted a photo. It's completely dark, except for a straight line of lights off in the distance. Nelson describes it.
It's kind of blurry, but it's phenomenal. And basically what he said is that what appears to be a blurry, dark photo is actually a view of what an amazing community can do with a lot of determination.
And Nelson says that's her takeaway, too. The community dropped everything and came together to help someone who needed it. She's thankful for the pilot who was willing to land. Department of Transportation spokesperson Sam Dapsevich said on Sunday that crews have been out to that airport three times this year repairing the lights, most recently last week. Some appear to have been damaged by winter maintenance. Others looked like they'd been damaged by four-wheeler traffic, and there are wiring issues. He says an individual bulb can go out without bringing the whole system down, but when the wiring on one is damaged, it can disable all of them. He says they'll be returning soon to repair the damaged lights and make sure they're working. And Nelson says she hopes that's the case.
So we never have to do this again.
But if they do have to do this again, she says they know how to do it and they can do it better and faster. From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.